I'm ready to party!
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
I have another non-fungible token story for you all.
Okay, reset for people who don't know what NFTs are.
A non-fungible token is basically a digital file that can be bought or sold for often a ridiculous amount of money.
It's like artwork,
I don't think
right?
That's right, but
well,
sure.
I don't really know how it works. I just know that there are people out there who are becoming very rich because of photos that were taken of them back in ye olden days, including disaster girl Zoe Roth. Now, her name won't ring a bell, but her photo will. When she was 4 years old, her dad took a photo of her looking back at the camera while a building was burning in the distance.
She's like a toddler, right?
Yeah, she was four. She has this sort of smirk on her face, and it's been used, oh God, like so many times, superimposed on other things, etc. Yeah. Anyway, she's 21 now, okay? And she's just sold the NFT
of that
for
that photo yes,
for a whopping $450,000 US, which equals nearly $600,000 Australian dollars, which is a lot of money for a picture you can download very quickly on a Google search.
She was obviously the owner of the only original version of that file.
Yes.
Everyone else can screenshot it, but it's not the original. The original is worth 600,000 Aussie dollars.
As an NFT.
That's right.
So apparently this woman now was emailed by an unknown contact telling her to sell her NFT. And this, whoever emailed her ended up being totally legit. And she did what any meme celebrity would do and sold it.
Imagine being 21 and realizing you're sitting on half a mil. I mean, that is the setup.
A meme when you're younger and now selling it for that ridiculous. What about the crazy ex-girlfriend? Remember the crazy ex-girlfriend meme?
No.
It was like a YouTube video and I can't show you because
no. Can you put it up on our stories at Lee's and Sarah
I'll
on
give
Instagram?
It to you to put up on your
stories. Did she sell it or something?
No, but she should. Like anyone that was a meme.
Oh yeah.
Well, why don't you contact her and say we'll go like 90-10?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Who's 10%? Jace in the scheme of those things?
Yeah, but if he says, hey, I don't know if you know about this, big tip off, you can make $600,000.
Yeah, but
you
why
can
would
make
I
a
tell,
quick 60.
Why would I tell her? If because I tell you, her that, she'll just go and do it.
Also, I mean, the
I'll
fact
just buy
that
it from her for cheap and then sell it for more.
That Zoe's dad took the photo all those years ago. There's a lot of kids who are very angry at parents sharing too much of them on online media.
Ungrateful
I don't think Zoe would have the same reaction with her old pop. $600,000. My God.
We can dream.
We really can.
This is Those Two Girls.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Okay. I'm having an existential crisis. I don't know whether I should feel deep pride or deep fear, Sarah.
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon, I picked up the kids from school and we were stuck in traffic, so I handballed Remy, my 11-year-old, the phone. Mm-hmm. They've got games on there, what have you. And obviously my phone is set up so that if you want to download a new game, you have to side-click that little button on the side and then it does face recognition, right? It's set to my mug.
I have an old phone, I don't know.
You don't have that on your phone?
No.
Well, on this phone, like a lot of people would have that, right? So usually, and I know this is bad, but usually if we're at a red light, they'll just say, Mom, and I'll turn my head, angle it, and then they hold it up and then they catch my face and it unlocks
can't
the game.
Can't you set multiple people's
Oh, I can't
faces.
Be bothered. Also, you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do
the
that.
The whole thing is a security
It's a
purpose.
Security thing. Well,
it's not a free-for-all.
Well, wait, Sarah, because he said, Mum, I'm going to download this game. So I angled my face awkwardly, ready for him to hold the phone up. And then he just said, oh, my God, I've just unlocked it with my own face. It appears my 11-year-old son's face
is the same
as my face. Mm. And he and I just had this moment of horror let's be honest, because he's no 11-year-old boy wants to face the fact that he looks exactly like his mother. So I tried to pacify him by saying, honey, it just reads proportions. And like, you know, his eyes are quite wide, like wide set. Mine is sort of wider set, I suppose. I don't know. Or maybe it's like the distance between bottom of chin and mouth. I said, it's a computer. Yeah. Don't read too much into it. Also, doppelganger.
Also, what Remy doesn't know is I have seen photos of you when you were a little girl and you did look like a boy.
A little boy.
In fact, if I put a photo of you at 12 with a photo of Remy at the same age, it's basically
the same
like
human.
Uh-huh. So I think
not great promo for Apple though, is it?
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, Jace, and I'm not going to put that up on our Instagram. I'm not, because that would be wrong for his privacy.
No, that's his story, and he doesn't need that shared.
And I'm happy to put my face up there, but, you know, the thing is that it's the same person.
It is.
Of course, Apple is actually doing a wonderful job.
You were very handsome when you were little.
Shut up, Sarah.
True, you were. You were a good-looking rooster.
The thing is, I mean, I'll never get over, I've told you this story 1,000 times, going to the news agency, and I happened to have a little cheetah hat on. Remember cheetah? Mm. Remember that surf brand back in the day with the big hibiscus photo? So ugly, really.
I thought you were talking about the cereal.
No. Cheetah was a surf brand.
It's got like Finch, Brian Rochford back in the day.
Oh, my God. They were so hot right back then. Anyway, I went to the news agency to get like a Redskin or something, which aren't called Redskins anymore. And the gentleman at the counter said, "Have a nice day, young man."
It hurts. Yeah, my it
really
one
did.
Of
and
my
I said
sisters...
nothing to correct him. And I thought, I look androgynous and there's nothing I can do about that. As an 11-year-old girl, Sarah, I was like an 11-year-old boy. I was not growing into myself.
One of my sisters was the same. She actually had a little feathered mullet. And she also had a double ear piercing, and people would say to her all the time, "Aren't you a lovely little boy?" And her name... Her name's Rach, but Dad just went along with it and was like, "Yeah, this is Raymond." So she was like in crisis for quite a bit of her childhood. But it's, you know, it's resilience building.
It is.
Not for Remy, but for you. Oh, okay. That story's over, according to Jace.
Oh, okay. We weren't done.
We were ready to get to deep dive some more.
Nah.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Well. Very, very, very early this morning, Sarah and I popped down to the coffee cart we did. And usually it's I give the coffee attendant, the barista, a code name because no one ever gets my name right. You can't say Lise and expect to have that written correctly on your takeaway coffee cup. So I always just say it's Liz. Okay, I try and make other people's lives comfortable, happy.
That's not your job.
It's not your role.
I know it's not my role, but I like to do it because it's too hard to explain my name origin. But this morning, when we approached the coffee cart, Sarah decided she had a code name. And her code name...
Well, hang on. No, you said what the name would be. I said...
The lady said... What name is it
under? I said Sarah.
And I said, no... You might find it's actually Jillaroo. Now, there's a story. Regular listeners of our podcast 40 will know the very sordid background of the Jillaroo story. And we invite you to go across and find that because you might get a little hot under the collar.
Well, I mean, it's...
Sarah, how do you feel?
Hold on.
This is
awkward.
Your fantasy. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah told us in a nutshell that she is in fact a red-blooded woman. Red, what is it?
Well, no, I just feel like there was like an unfulfilled part of my youth where I would have liked to have been a Jillaroo. All right. And that sometimes before I go to sleep, I play a little movie in my head that involves me being a Jillaroo.
Okay.
And being like lusted after by station hands.
Arriving at a station, and you, in your words, you said, "Naive young Sarah arrives at the station."
Oh, so uncomfortable.
And you had the whole thing mapped out in your dirty little head.
I did say to Will, my husband, once, like, "I really feel like I missed out on something being a Jillaroo." And he looked at me and he was like, "You can't fix fences, and that's not the attitude that happens in my dream."
Oh, they're not fixing fences in her dream. They're rolling out a swag.
But I do, and I really want to ride a horse. I do think watching so much Man from Snowy River as a kid has influenced me. Thank you, Jason. Timing. And I think I'd be quite good on a horse because I have watched Jim Craig and Sigrid ride. It's not going to be that hard.
This is the thing. You and I have both said for ages.
And we don't have a hobby.
We want to go horse riding. We want to reinvigorate the hobby that a lot of women our age, you guys are so good at hobbies.
So good.
We take our hats off. We take our station Gillaroo Akubras off to you because you blokes are great at hobbies. Women, I don't think we have hobbies.
So I've taken the horse by the saddle and I have actually booked us in for an adventure trail ride, ladies.
Oh, my God. I'm so bloody
excited.
It's not
going to
be anything like your fantasy.
It's absolutely going
to
be.
Do I need to bring protection?
I can't wait. This is going to be a dream come true. One, I feel like I could be an elder Gillaroo on a station.
Don't say elder Gillaroo.
Well, because normally their governesses are in their 20s or something when they go out, right? But to have a 40-year-old rocking out as a Gillaroo, you know, a bit awkward. But
your dreams can
also,
still come true.
We're getting into a hobby. This is us. We are horse riders
we
now.
We are becoming horse riders. So we also want to hear from you guys on 131060. Do you have a hobby?
Yes. Yes.
I thought you were going to be like, do you have a horse we can ride?
Do you have a station? And
do
can
you want to
I
make
have
Sarah's
work experience as a Gillaroo?
No. 131060, do you have a hobby? Let's keep this G-rated.
Yes, because
I am curious. I want to hear about other people's hobbies.
Yes.
So we can add to our list, Sarah.
Here for it.
Let's get your calls.
Buying my jodhpurs while the calls come in.
Sarah, you're not going in full costume.
I 100% am. Renee in Launceston, first cab off the rank. What's your hobby?
Sewing.
That is old school. What do you sew?
I'm currently sewing my wardrobe. I haven't bought any new. I haven't bought any new clothes in 3 years. You can do it, Sarah.
Yes, because I've been trying not to buy new clothes and just wearing secondhand pre-loved stuff.
I'm sorry, but I've just listened to your episode and I heard that you broke.
Yeah, I did. I broke it. I bought jeans.
It's all right, Renee. We're not going to hold it against her. But is this a skill, a hobby rather, that's been passed on from your mother or a grandmother or something you just jumped on?
No, I have a very creative family. So my mum had a patchwork shop and she would make quilts.
Ah.
So I grew up around that, but she's not a garment sewer.
And you
are. My mother-in-law's really taught me a lot as well. And probably the last 2 years, it's just taken off.
I mean, super impressive.
So you just carve out that time for yourself every day or every
Absolutely.
Week, Renee, and that
Self-care.
Is your needle and thread time.
Yep. So if it's 10 minutes a day, I'm happy. If it's an hour, I'm happy.
Okay.
So Renee truly has a hobby. Sarah, the last time I tried sewing was in grade 8 home ec and I accidentally sewed the leg of the short together. Okay. So I'm not very good at that.
All right. Well, let's go to Raquel in Port Macquarie. Raquel, what is your hobby?
Cake decorating.
Oh, like are we talking the
cereal?
Are we talking
thing?
Fondant?
Oh, not too much fondant. A lot of buttercream frosting, bit of ganache.
Okay. Mm. Do you sell these cakes or do you just make them
for the joy of it?
Yeah, mostly the joy of it. And I've just got a really big family and plenty of people at work that are hitting me up. So.
Is this like bridesmaids? Do you know where she makes that cake for herself?
The cupcake parlor.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those very impressive Lazy Susans and you do your icing like that?
I do, yeah. I've got to have all the gear because, that's so a big cool. shortcut.
But, you know, but if you're a proper cake decorator, that is not a cheap hobby.
No.
It's not, no.
What's your best cake decoration you've done?
I don't think I've actually done it yet. I'm doing a little frozen cake for my niece next weekend. I hope that's going to be my best.
Okay. All right. Always looking ahead, Raquel. Always looking ahead. That's what we love with a hobby. All right. Let's round it out with Merrin. Merrin, what's your hobby?
I have cutting horses.
Oh.
Here we go.
So I feel okay. like every time I say cutting horses, people are like, you're doing what with horses?
Yeah.
Can you explain that to the uninitiated? Yeah.
Just teaching horses how to manage a herd.
Shut up, Sarah.
Sorry, it's the Jillaroo coming out in me.
It's not. Let Maren talk.
What we're doing is we're cutting a cow out of a herd.
See, what did I just say? It's teaching the horse how to manage a herd. I know these things.
I want to hear it from a real Jillaroo. Oh.
Yeah, so I think cutting sort of originated in America when they were ranching and they would cut a cow out, and that sort of developed into a sport.
She's getting hot under the collar, Maren.
Maren, like, do you do camp drafts and stuff?
Yeah, so I don't camp draft, no, but lots of people confuse cutting and camp drafting because the beginning of
I didn't, but I know other people do.
Yeah, because the beginning of the camp draft, they have the cutout.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so similar concept, but cutting is that on steroids, I suppose. Like, yeah. There's.
But is that a hobby, Maren, or is that just part, is that part of your job as a real Jillaroo?
But she's not a real Jillaroo. What do you do, Maren?
My hairdresser.
She's a hairdresser.
Oh, shivers.
Okay. And then she does their manes and tails for free afterwards.
Is that true?
Yeah. So I live, I'm from out of Mackay. I work in Mackay, but I live between Mackay and Proserpine. So I travel in and out. So my horses are at home and then I come to work. So during the week, I just hairdress and then on weekends, I cut. So
you're
I'm
so
very
impressive.
Lucky. My dad trains the horses. So I just have to show up.
Wow. I mean, you're living my life, Maren. How much do you love Man from Snow River?
Yeah, so
see?
Good.
See? Telling you.
Oh, how appropriate.
Why? Oh, because Sarah's fantasy?
Fixing fences.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Push it.
Sang this on a grade 9 school camp, which wasn't appropriate in hindsight.
No. It's like those two girls, hello.
It's like a talent competition, actually. It's all just coming back to me.
Are we playing a
did
game
you do a
now?
Dance too?
I did it. There were other kids who did it as part of the talent competition. Yeah, right. We were a Catholic school too.
I just remember the monophonic ringtone.
Oh, that was such a flex. Yeah. Do we have a game now, Jase?
No, that's next. But if you've got something else you want to talk about, we've got a couple of minutes spare.
I don't think I do.
What? I thought we wrote down what we're going to talk about in this break.
Sarah, do you want to tell us about your fantasy again?
Okay. Hold on, let's just have a quick look at this rundown that we didn't print off today.
Oh,
we're all over the place.
Just a moment. Oh, that's right, Sarah. You had to tell us all about your online deliveries.
Thank you.
Did we make that up just then?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Tell us about them then.
As part of streamlining my life, I know that online delivery for groceries has been out for nigh on, I don't know, 10 years.
Yeah.
But yesterday afternoon, I told you all I was getting it done. My groceries were delivered 4:23 p.m.
How did it feel?
I felt so smug and so superior that I wasn't with the riffraff.
So nothing new.
It just further escalated my heightened sense of self-worth.
Wow.
By having the groceries delivered, and then there happened to be 4 children in my home at the time. I got them to carry it up the stairs. It's got a 2-story house. Up the stairs.
Must be nice.
And then I
internal,
got them to
external stairs.
Internal.
Of course.
Polished. And I got them to put the upstairs on the granite island bench.
Oh, shut up, Sarah.
And they unpacked it. I tell you what, a heady sense of glory for that little few dollars extra to save the time in my week.
Can I just be a bit of a Grinch here?
Oh, sure.
I feel
your default mojo. Yes.
I feel that it's not a couple of extra bucks.
It was a dollar. My delivery was a dollar.
Yeah, but
I think
when
because
you've got
I
internal
haven't...
stairs and a granite bench
top. No, but let's
be
real here because that's why we haven't been doing it. That's why this is the first time you've ever done it, because there's been a sense of, is this a little bit unnecessary?
Well, no, I think because it was the first time I'd done it yesterday, I was a dollar special, but it's typically around $10. But I tell you what, if I've got the kids in tow at the groceries, I end up buying much more than the $10 delivery fee or whatever it works out to be by having that, I want another little bloody just beanie
tell them
can
no.
I get a Kinder surprise? I want to use my pocket money with this. Sure, another poppet to add to your 17-strong collection. I'll give you the money. You never give me the money. So
what
this
money
is why,
could they possibly have?
Well, it's the money that I give them.
Oh, you
the
idiot.
Pocket money, right? So it doesn't work out. But I'm just saying, if you're not already on board online delivery, and if you're not in the middle of whoop-whoop, get among it.
Mm.
Change your life. I've got 2 hours back up my sleeve every week.
I don't know. Your kids...
You know what? That's two more Line of Duty episodes that I could be watching.
Your kids are into poppets. My kids want a Theragun. Do you know what those are? You've actually used the Theragun.
Thing?
Yes. Oh. It's that massage gun that like professional athletes have. It's just
it kind of looks like you'd have Jeff Horn in mechanical version just
and it just punches
your
muscles. It's like a consistent punch to your quad.
How much are they?
Well, they're not cheap. No. I mean, I know Aldi did one in their middle section not long ago.
You really want to have some tight muscles to justify being pummeled like that.
My
and I don't
hurt.
Know how I mean, how sore an 11-year-old boy from 2 hours of rugby can...
Well, it's more than 2 hours, Sarah. That's what he's saying to me. He's very tight in the quad.
Which, you know what? You spend so much time at rugby. Imagine if you didn't have to worry about the groceries as well.
Next time we're going to have a pre-show meeting to discuss what we're going to talk about.
Why? That was quite good.
Do you think?
I think so. From out of nothing, we pull a rabbit out of a hat.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
We have no time to play the opener, but we're playing one word song game.
Here comes the one.
Really,
da, 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 da.
Really quick round.
Okay.
First one.
Hit us.
Okay. Here we go.
Dum da da bum 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 ba da bum ba da bum 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 ba da bum. Oh, God, I don't know it. I don't.
That wasn't even a word in that.
There was no. Groove is in the high. Groove.
No, that's wrong.
Groove is in the heart.
CNC Music Factory, things that make you go, mm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good
next.
Try, though. Next one.
Yep.
Gangnam Style.
Yep. She's right.
She's right. Correct. Well done,
I've
Lee.
Redeemed myself.
You've done very good today.
Is that it?
Yeah, we've run. I said,
oh,
I
wow.
said we were running so late because your phone topic went for like
I'm
15
sorry.
Minutes
well,
about your
you know
fantasy.
What? I'm so sorry that we're such an engaging show. You know, we shouldn't have to apologise
so
for that.
Rush
you won't
the
have
last
a
break.
Weekend.
Put everyone up gets with angry it when we're late.
Have weekend. A great weekend to everyone.
Yes. All right. Bye.
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 This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.